A leading scientific body released its recommendations today for the future of human cloning. This past summer, the National Academy of Sciences began an inquiry into the scientific and medical aspects of using cloning to produce a human baby. When they announced their conclusions today, the scientists did not mince words, as NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Scientists have a tendency to waffle when it comes to making specific recommendations. This Academy panel did not.
Human reproductive cloning should not now be practiced. It is dangerous and likely to fail.
Irving Weissman chaired the Academy panel. Weissman, a biologist from Stanford University, says just recommending cloning should not be attempted does not go far enough.
The panel, therefore, unanimously supports the proposal that there should be a legally enforceable ban on the practice of human reproductive cloning.
By reproductive cloning, Weissman is referring to cloning an embryo for the specific purpose of implanting it into a woman to produce a baby. The panel took the unusual step of urging a legally enforceable ban because it was concerned that a voluntary moratorium would not be sufficient. Panel member Mark Siegler is a bioethicist from the University of Chicago.
Even though the rate of success is low, and the risk to both the developing fetus and to the mother is very high, that doesn't mean that such an attempt might not be made very soon.
Making cloning illegal might preclude that attempt, says Siegler. When the Academy panel first met last summer, it heard presentations from prospective human cloners who argued that cloning was just another way for infertile couples to have babies, much like the procedure known as in vitro fertilization or test tube babies, and that to ban cloning because there were potential risks is wrong. Ethicist Siegler says there wasn't much data that would have justified a ban on in vitro fertilization in the 70s before it was attempted.
We have so much more data with respect to mammalian cloning than we had with respect to the dangers and risks of in vitro fertilization, that the data compels us to take a different perspective from the one that the English physicians took when they initiated in vitro back in 78, 79.
The Academy panel did not call for a ban on all cloning. It supported an earlier Academy report suggesting that it might be necessary to clone embryos not to produce a baby, but to produce embryonic stem cells intended to treat human disease. The panel did not call for a permanent ban on reproductive cloning. Irving Weissman says the scientific and medical considerations related to the current recommendations should be reviewed within 5 years.
The ban itself should be reconsidered only if at least two conditions are met. One, a new scientific and medical review indicates that the procedures are likely to be safe and effective. And two, a broad national dialogue on the societal, religious, and ethical issues suggests that a reconsideration of the ban is warranted.
In a hotel on the other side of Washington, the newly created President's Council on Bioethics was beginning that dialogue. That panel, chaired by University of Chicago bioethicist Leon Cass, has promised to take a thoughtful look at cloning. Based on this week's discussions, Cass's panel seems unlikely to endorse either reproductive cloning or cloning to produce stem cells. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.